you know, when it's hot like it is, just pay more attention. We can get away with a lot of things in the winter, I think. But in the summer, you know, the humidity is ever present. And some of the research that, you know, that we've done, we find a lot of times with the potassium carbonates, there's really not a safe level. You know, you can be at a really, really low level and it'll still produce a lot of proportional heat. So you just be conscious of the fact that it can be more reactive and, you know, maybe be a little bit more cautious than you would normally be, because the potential, especially during the summer, is always there.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Adasale, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemin invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemin.com/dairy. Birdus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. Vitagro, the gut health experts, rumen protected, right where it matters. Sponsored by S. Milko Inc., specialists in calf and baby farm animal nutrition, delivering precision-formulated milk replacers. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together.
Hello, everyone. This is Luis Ferreiro with the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. And today we'll be discussing about how summer humidity can affect chemical stability of potassium and other mineral buffers that we actually utilize in dairy blends or concentrate mixtures in general. To discuss this topic with us, we have Dwayne Bunting with his tech support for ruminant products applications with Barents Animal Nutrition. Dwayne, welcome back to the podcast. Pleasure having you here. Tell us a little bit about why do we have this issue about humidity and how does that is worse during the summer? What are you seeing out there?
Well, yeah, thank you very much for having me back on. You know, it's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, talking a little bit about summer, this is kind of our, I would say, sort of busy time of year with one product that we manufacture as a company in the potassium carbonate realm. And a lot of that is just because what will happen is in the summer, there are kind of two things that happen simultaneously when we formulate. You know, one of those is with heat stress, we have a feeling that, you know, we can probably get some benefits from extra potassium in the ration. You know, a lot of that becomes, you know, very narrowly economic and focused as you decide what you're going to do. Because let's say each 2/10 of potassium that you might add to a ration is going to add, you know, quite a few cents more to the ration. So there are just times where you just go, I'd like to do this, but maybe it's too expensive. But I think at least in the Midwestern United States, by and large, we're committed, you know, milk prices are a little better. You know, we're more committed to add that extra potassium. At the same time, you know, we would prefer to be able to use a source of potassium that also brings along a little buffering capacity or a little bit of positive DCAD in that formulation. And so that's why our go-to is almost always going to be a potassium carbonate in some form, with, you know, where we have like kind of ordinary feed grade potassium carbonate, and then we have a couple of branded products that are a little bit less reactive. And that's one of the things we'll probably get into here in a few minutes.
At Barnes, we're more than just another feed additive company. We are driven by science, innovation, and an understanding of the challenges you face in the ever-changing world of animal agriculture. We are your trusted partner for new-to-market natural alternative to choline chloride, Colon Plus FC, as well as enzymes, prebiotics, probiotics, macro minerals. To learn more about our product offering, visit barnes-ne.com/animal nutrition. Together, there's always a better solution.
Absolutely. And definitely, this is a very timely discussion. I can't complain much this week because temperature is a little bit mild, you know, so I think I'm quite happy with that. But in general, there are a few weeks this summer that we already had very, very warm weather. And I have a feeling we'll have a few more weeks of that, if not a couple months. So what are some of the minerals or some of the specific ingredients that we should be a little bit more worried about, those being more susceptible to issues associated with humidity?
Yeah, that's a very good comment, you know, because we'll, you know, not only may we perhaps, let's say, increase potassium in the form of a buffer, but a lot of nutritionists will want to boost overall DCAD substantially. So they may come in with a little bit more sodium bicarbonate, or they may come in with a little bit more sodium sesquicarbonate. You know, those are very closely, sesquicarbonate is probably a little bit more reactive. So they'll have a tendency to do that. I don't know necessarily that we would say in our dairy formulas that we'll get denser with some of the things we made, but we certainly have to be more cautious about that. Okay. And so, you know, maybe things that we need to be thinking is, okay, there's a lot of things that, you know, again, the minerals, like, and maybe even MAGOX to a certain extent, will increase those more. Some of the other things, amino acids, maybe bypass fats that could react, we won't necessarily put those in there in higher concentrations. But when we ultimately build that formula, you know, we probably need to be conscious, at least, of when it goes to the mill, that we don't have something that's overly dense. And I think one, you know, caution I would always have for nutritionists, too, is I think too frequently we think that, you know, whoever does that formulation at the mill, we give them a custom premix and we say, could you build this up for me? They tend to just do what the nutritionist asks. And sometimes they probably really shouldn't. You know, they should really double back and go, like, you know, this is a kind of a high level of potassium carbonate. Maybe you should back off a little, or, you know, would you give us permission to dilute this out a little bit more, maybe, because, you know, you have things here that kind of like make us nervous.
Absolutely. And obviously, we want to make sure that those concentrate mixtures work the way they are intended, right? Otherwise, there are a lot of other issues that we will have. So you touch a little bit about some of the potassium sources that are out there. But what type of potassium buffers are more stable that we can consider during this time of the year to mitigate some of those issues?
Okay, yeah, just to start with, you know, let's just say pot carb in general, a feed grade potassium carbonate, that we tend to kind of be a little bit overly generic when we use that. We just say that's bad and that's maybe more risky. You can accomplish a little bit with just regular, what I call common potassium carbonate, just with granularity. Okay, if you get something that's a little bit more granular, you might pay a little bit more for that to do that, but that can give you a little bit less reactivity. But if you want a little bit more security, then your options are really to go to a very slightly different chemical form, which is potassium carbonate sesquihydrate. Okay, and that tends to work pretty well. We've always had kind of one or two of those products in the market. And then, you know, Barron's actually manufactures a product that where we actually kind of embed or impregnate a little bit of fat and just lowers the reactivity that way. And it also makes it more granular. So you kind of get two things at the same time. That's kind of granularity effect. Obviously, if it's more, you know, if it's not a dust, you know, then that's always better in reactions. And then the other thing I would add just about mixes in general in the summer, you know, if you're feeding something really dusty too, you know, then if you're a formulator, maybe you should ask a nutritionist. If you're a nutritionist, maybe think, yeah, this brings a lot of dust. This dust itself is something that can bring in a lot of moisture, and, you know, moisture and heat, those are our enemies when we manufacture these kind of, it's called base mixes or protein mixes for dairy. The more moisture that is in there, you know, the more likely it is we'll have to have a problem.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A Diet Forge changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try DietForge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. I think that, you know, obviously I'm no expert in any part of feed mill management or concentrate mix designs or even trace mineral mix design, but definitely there is a lot of technology that goes there that we have to be aware and pay close attention. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have any final remarks for us about this topic for the nutritionists out there to pay close attention to and make sure that they are delivering the best potential dairy blends for their customers, the cows?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when it's hot like it is, just pay more attention. We can get away with a lot of things in the winter, I think. But in the summer, you know, the humidity is ever present. And some of the research that, you know, that we've done, we find a lot of times with the potassium carbonates, there's really not a safe level. You know, you can be at a really, really low level and it'll still produce a lot of proportional heat. So you just be conscious of the fact that it can be more reactive and, you know, maybe be a little bit more cautious than you would normally be, because the potential, especially during the summer, is always there.
Absolutely. Dwayne, thanks again for joining us today. Thank you at home for joining the podcast, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Luis. Appreciate it.